Who's a Star Wars fan? Mandalorian fan? Baby Yoda? Well, now you can bring that joy on the trail, guys, with the new stretch droid. They'll yank, they'll pull, they'll push you to be that loosey-goosey person on the trail that you need to be to avoid injury. Check it out at maytheforcestretchbewithyou.vader. Everybody, this is Derek, and with me today is the only man who will follow people in his van trying to get his own therapy, and it doesn't usually go well. Carl Mandrioli, how are we doing?
Oh my gosh.
They call him the Trail Stalker. Here he is.
Without knowing the full story of this episode, that literally makes no sense. Like, what does that even mean?
They'll figure it out.
That's so nonsensical. With me today is Derek Somerville. He's a man that thinks a kidnapper's favorite shoes are...
This is even worse.
Vans.
Wow.
We're talking van life. We're talking through hiking Pacific Crest Trail, meeting dogs, trail magic, doctors
on the trail,
creepy guys such as yourself, all that in this episode,
all
right?
All of it. Everything.
Yeah.
I think your intro was better than mine, actually. It might be the first time in 6 years it was better. I think I liked yours better than mine.
I didn't even start doing intros. What was it, like second season? Do you remember that?
Probably, yeah.
Like, I was taking it for the whole first season. Finally, I'm like, I got to push back. And then I did. And then there was like one guy who's like, Carl.
Oh, that's right.
Carl, I think that you should just leave the intros to Derek because you don't know what you're doing. And then everybody else is like, no, Carl, just keep doing it.
Do those puns, buddy. You get those puns in.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Yeah. I don't think that guy I'm talking about listens to our show anymore.
Probably. Yeah. Probably not.
People that hate humor shouldn't be listening to the show. So
agreed.
That's what I say.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
All right. So we're covering a lot of ground. We have a special guest today. We've got Dr. Morgan Brosnahan. She is from Blaze Physio. She's just got an interesting and, dare I say, unique story.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like a saint on the trail. We're going to get more into that, though.
And on the podcast. I mean, she put up with so much stinking nonsense for me. It was ridiculous.
And you. And your...
Maybe more me, probably.
Your situations.
Yeah.
This is great, though. I always feel smarter when I talk to a doctor. And I...
people usually feel the opposite.
Actually, wait a minute.
Because doctors are smarter than you.
Actually, wait a minute. I don't always feel smarter. Anyway, I feel like I learned something from her, though. She knows her stuff. So I'm excited to share this one.
Yeah, so we got a Bible verse, Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
Indeed, indeed.
So here's the question. Wait for the full question here.
Oh,
all right,
come along. There we go.
So Derek, how do you have a joyful heart when you're suffering, when your kids are suffering, or when you've forgotten your sleeping pad?
Well, the last part doesn't really happen ever.
Okay. Believable.
My bones are brittle, my friend, with you. My bones are brittle. They've dried up. They're brittle.
Okay.
How do I stay positive? How do I stay joyful?
Joyful heart.
That's a good question. I think initially I try to embrace what's happening for what it is and not like pretend it's not happening. And then, usually I'll either like say a little prayer, talk about it with God, and then just try to focus on something positive. Like, what can I do about it? So that was a day. I had a day like that today, actually. So
I know you had a rough day. I wasn't sure this was going to happen, and I'm glad I made it.
It was really fun, actually. So
yeah. Well, all right. Well, our guest is going to talk about the actual physical suffering and what she can do to bring joy into your life.
Yes.
So here we go. Dr. Morgan Brosnahan coming up right now. All right, welcome to Dr. Morgan Brosnahan, Blaze Physio. How's it going today?
It's good. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
I'm excited.
Thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
Let's just start this right off the bat before Carl says anything. Is there some type of physio treatment for weak shoulders? I mean, that's what I want to know. Can we help him right now?
Okay, just to clarify, not shoulder injuries, just weakness.
Just everything weakness. Shoulders related.
Yes.
Thank the Lord. All right.
There's a lot.
There's
so many things.
We'll get your contact info. I'm going to pay for it. It doesn't matter.
Is there physio treatment for somebody who accuses somebody else of having weak shoulders but is really just blurting out nonsense? Is there like a nonsense filter you can like do to kind of massage in the neck area?
That's not related to physio anything. It's not related to physio anything. That's a different
topic. You know, if I could have that filter, I would be a millionaire.
That's true. Okay, so you're a van life backpacking doctor, physical therapist. As one of these, can you name two famous vans from TV, movies, history, etc.? I'm going to put you on the spot here. Ooh. Like, you're the van expert.
Okay, well, there's obviously the Chris Farley van down by the river.
Okay. Is that like a literal van? That's more of like an abstract one, right?
Autumn. It doesn't matter. It's so, you know, good. It's a point.
But if you live in a van, you hear about that van more than any other van in existence.
Yeah, because it's like a cliche for you, right? Like, people are like, hey, do you live in a van down by the river? You probably heard that a lot, right?
All the time.
Okay.
So many times. Right. So that one has to count. Yeah.
Yeah, and then absolutely.
The only other van I can like quick think of is the one that Alex Honnold lives in and has like the little thing where he's doing pull-ups off the door frame, and he solos.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to say the Mystery Machine from Scooby-Doo.
That's on my list. The Honnold one is definitely, that's big time because the movie was big time.
Yeah.
You've got the A-Team, the black van where they're rolling out of that. Yep. You've got the Dumb and Dumber Shaggin' Wagon.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't believe I forgot the Shaggin' Wagon. Yeah.
But you got two good ones. Starting off on the right foot. Good job.
That's good. All right. I want to know the rundown, more doctor. I'm going to call you. Do I go by doctor Morgan? Like, what do I say? I don't even know. I'm nervous.
Honestly.
I don't want to get reprimanded, you know what I mean? Doc. Can I call you Doc?
Doctor. No one calls me Doctor. Most people call me Blaze on Trail, and then everybody who knows me just calls me Morgan. So whatever.
So Doctor. Okay. I'll go with I feel like you deserve the appropriate credit, but we can go with Blaze. Blaze on the trail?
Yeah, Blaze works for me.
Blaze.
So a really long question, Derek. Get to it here.
Blaze on the Trail is a little too long for me. All right, I want to know, how are you involved in the whole world of backpacking? Why don't you tell us the whole spiel, Blaze?
Sure. So I started like everybody, just like hobby backpacking and like carrying super heavy metal frame packs from REI, and started to like it despite, you know, not knowing what I was doing. And then
wait a second, metal frame, like the external frame ones?
Pretty close. They're like internal frames, but only because they're like loosely covered with fabric. It's not
fair enough.
Not quite like the ones from Wild, but like not too far from that either.
That movie. Shoot.
So I just started like that, and then I grew up near the Appalachian Trail, so I had already heard of thru hiking, and then that kind of gave me that seed was planted when I was like 10, and then I started by doing the Long Trail in 2018, and then I hiked the PCT in 2019.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Got it in before the COVID. Nice job.
COVID. When COVID hit, we felt real lucky that we hiked the year before, because it was looking like you'd never hike again. So.
Right. But you're a thru hiker, you're experienced, you know, kind of, you know, what hikers deal with, ailments, all that stuff. But like, so what is your involvement right now? Like what part of the story are we in with kind of Blaze Physio and your experience as a thru hiker?
Yeah. So now I'm in my second season of following the trail in my van and treating injured hikers along the way. So I start down in Campo, and then I spent March kind of bouncing between the first, like, 70 miles of trail, and like I'd spend some time at the terminus and give some injury advice, like here's ways to just reduce your injury risk, some routines you can do, like stretching and that kind of stuff. And then I start moving up and back and forth in the first 150 miles for about a month and a half, 2 months. Wow. And then I'll make my way all the way up to Washington and just keep helping, like as the bubble forms, I'll start to move with the bubble.
So are you literally following people then? Like, you're like, I'll see you in 100 miles.
No, not specific people, more just like the concept of people. So like, I'll know where people that I've treated a couple times might be. And then sometimes if they're having trouble and I have no real plan of where to move next, I might go to where they are. And then that's where I stay for a week or two. Okay. But it's not like, the bubble gets to be about 4 weeks long at a certain point. So I try to jump within that bubble between towns. And then I also pick places that are supportive of me being there in a van. So like, I'm not going to go somewhere where there's nowhere for me to park.
And, right.
Or
right,
nothing, right, right, right. Nothing at all for me to do like outside of tree friendly. Hackers. Yeah.
Friendly, yeah. So she's not a stalker. That's good. That's point one. We wanted to clarify.
Well, we haven't established that yet. Just yeah. That's like, we're step
she's
one.
She's on the right track. Now. She's on the right track.
Yeah.
She's on the
so
right
far, track. So good. That's good. Okay.
So
no one's been worth stalking yet. So I guess there's that.
Oh, touche.
Okay. So I got a question. So you're talking about, you know, you're following the bubble, you're dealing with people, you know, their ailments, their injuries on the trail. I have a lot of experience with physical therapy. I have a lot of injuries. And so the clinic. I'm very mindful of like where they're going to be pushing and pressing and yanking on my body. And so I'll show up and I'm pretty clean. You're not dealing with clean people.
People
are showing great up and they probably stink really bad. And there's like literal dust all over them.
Dirt everywhere.
That doesn't bother you.
No.
Not really. I mean, the nice thing about like going and meeting them and having my van is I also have like my sink so I can wash my hands when I need to. And also I keep like wipes and stuff that I can give to them if they're like especially disgusting.
Here, is that what you say? Like, down. You're particularly disgusting. Here's some wipes.
They know. There's they never know. Like Ooh. The debate. But honestly, like I treat people in town, so I don't go like out. Okay. I mean, I do hike the trail. Like I take my dog out and we walk on the trail. So sometimes I run into somebody right on the trail and they'll be like, oh, like my foot hurts. So, well, you know, we'll check it out then. But a lot of times they have showered. So it's not as bad as you'd think. But I will say, having worked in the general population, I have never seen feet on a hiker as gross as feet I have seen in a hospital. So it's
noted.
That bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. She can deal with it.
Yeah, it's just dirt.
High tolerance.
It's honestly just dirt, so it's not that bad.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, I guess this kind of leads me to my next question, which is like, what made you kind of want to do all this? Like, what made you seek this type of job out? Like, is it a passion for what exactly?
Yeah, so it was just kind of one of those things where, you know how sometimes when you look back at your life, you feel like things kind of add up to lead you to a certain path, and then you're like, oh,
yeah,
maybe I was meant to be here. When I finished school, I moved into the van and I did travel therapy where you take like 3 month assignments. Like a lot of people know of like travel nursing. Same thing. They just have it for physical therapy too. So I was doing that and then I started through hiking and then I would like I worked contracts till I would through hike and then I would go back to contracts. And so I already kind of had the travel to work situation and the van situation and the hiking. And then after my hike, I had just planned to, I got my dog right after my hike, and then I was going to just do travel assignments in like Alaska and Arizona. I was like all over the map. Nice. And then COVID hit and it was like
ruined it all.
Yep. It was like, no, you're not. You're going to get stuck working in a nursing home in your hometown for like six months. That was terrible. And but during that like kind of reroute, I just had time to think about like, okay, like what do I want to do once I'm able to do things? And I knew I still wanted to get back into the thru hiking community. And I did see a lot of injuries while I was on trail. And I saw the lack of resources for those injuries too. And just like no real specialists that knew what they were dealing with. And, you know, having to go to like urgent cares that are, you know, urgent cares and ERs are to keep people alive. Like you come in with chest pain to those places, not plantar fasciitis. So I like just in COVID time, like figured it all out and was like, all right, as soon as people are hiking again, I'm just going to go and try this. I'm going to treat it like a through hike for me and have money saved and just see how it goes. And then I came out last season in March and it went great. And it's turned out to be like a sustainable career move. So
yeah, right on.
Are you like Venmo me at the trailhead?
They do like a tip jar, or how do they pay you?
Tip jar.
Oh my gosh. They pay like you pay for anything, so it's just like cash, card, Venmo, you know, just like you buy anything. But
Dr. Blaze, if I may, Dr. Blaze, you're at the trailhead. You just treated the Piggly Wiggly's toes or whoever's at the end of the trail, and you're like, look, I'm X amount of dollars. Is it kind of just like, that's going to be $50 or I'm X amount per tree. Like how do you go about that conversation?
Yeah. So that is something that it took me a little while to feel out. So when I came out last year, I started and just said, it's all donation based. So like I'll see kind of what people will pay and then sort of gauge it from there. And then after I got kind of an idea of like the budgets and how to even like, and I think this is like all business owners is just like asking for money for a service, you know, like, your expertise is worth money. So there's a certain amount of that, no matter what you do, that I think is awkward. And so I had to just figure, like put the time in to figure that out. But now the way it works more often is it's less of people just like stumbling onto me, although that does happen, but it's more that they reach out to me and we set up a time to meet. And so in that process, I send them like paperwork and in the paperwork, it's like, you know, all the legal forms and stuff like that. But then also like I treat based on a sliding scale. So it's generally like 50 to 100 and then it's just what they can afford in that range. So it gives it range, but it also makes it so it's sustainable for me.
For sure.
So that works out.
So you're not just like, you're not just parked outside the trail, door open with a sign, like come get treatment. You know, no. Like, is that, that'd be a little, come to me.
No, sometimes I park like at trailheads just because that's like the van spot I can get, but I'm not parked to set up with the door open necessarily. Like people will come up and knock every once in a while and be like, oh my God, I can't believe you're here.
The doc is
I'm like eating lunch and I'm like, oh, hey.
So you're getting your name out there where you don't need to like, you know, I don't want to say advertise, but like, how do you get like a new client? Like, is it just, oh, I've seen you, I've heard about you.
You know what I mean? Like, the word of mouth on trail is like
powerful.
Rapid fire.
Powerful. Yeah. Okay.
I pretty much just have to help people and then they start telling people that I help them and then.
Right.
All right. So Derek's kind of dancing around this topic of like, you know, being the trailhead, van door open, or you mentioned sometimes you might like observe that somebody has an injury while you're kind of out on a day hike or something like that with your dog. And so I've got a role play situation. So I want to know how this goes down from your perspective. All right. So I'm going to be the person who's like hobbling down the trail and you encounter me. And then I want to know like what kind of conversation we're having where you can change, like you can start as a stranger and then become somebody who's literally helping me, you know, try to feel better. Okay. So here I go. I'm walking down the trail. Ouch, ouch, ouch. You encounter me. What do you say?
So normally the honest truth of how people would first encounter me is they know my dog. like people are very familiar with Honey, and I'll walk up and they'll be like, is that Honey? And that's their name.
No, it's not that easy. People don't automatically know the name of your dog.
No, I swear to God, that's how it works though. Like I'll be out on trail and they'll go, is that Honey? And I'll go, yeah. And then they'll go, so does that mean you're Blaze? Like
No. We got to be more awkward than that. It has to be like, Carl needs like cold call on the trail. Down the trail. I'll start. Hey, dog, do you mind if I pet your dog?
I love that you're forcing this, by the way. He's forcing this.
That's okay. I've probably had this situation. You can pet my
these
dog.
People, yeah.
Her name is Honey.
Hey, Derek, you're ruining the moment. Like, I'm trying to create a role play situation, and your commentary is over-talking our encounter.
So painful. Go ahead, Morgan.
Okay. Doctor. Derek, quiet. All right. Hi, can I pet your dog?
Yeah, she loves people.
All right. Oh, this is a nice dog. Oh, aren't you so sweet?
Honestly, and then that would be like end scene. I would probably like keep walking.
End scene? I'm hurting here. My foot is like, it's like, you know, I'm dragging it down the trail. You're not going to help me? Come on.
Listen,
he's one of those creepers. He's one of those creepers.
No, honestly, so whenever I hike, if I come up to someone on trail, I don't charge them. Like I call that trail magic. If they run into me on trail and they need something, because you know,
nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not like out there doing business on the trail. I'm just enjoying myself. So like,
you're helping people out.
Yeah, I'll give you.
Here's the point that I want to make.
I'll give you a real situation.
Stop interrupting, Carl. Stop interrupting her, Carl. Please, jeez.
So I walked past a couple of hikers when I was hiking around Boulder Oaks, and as they were going by, I'm like pushing Honey out of the trail because she won't yield to anybody because she wants them to pet her. So we're like, I'm shoving this dog, and they come up and they're like, oh, like, hi. And like, you kind of look familiar. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm Blaze and this is Honey. And then immediately it's just, my knee hurts do you have any advice? And then it's like, yeah, I have time. Like, let's check it out. And then we check it out. And then they go, can I pay you? And I say, no, because you're on trail and this is trail magic. But if you, that's how that scenario is.
And then they're like, give me your card. I will be calling you.
Yeah. And then sometimes when they get to town, if they're like still having issues or another thing pops up, then they're like, hey, I'm in X town. Are you here? Can I make an appointment? And then that's
so you give them, like your contact info, I imagine, right? Like,
yeah, and I have it everywhere. Like I have, I honestly hang three flyers. One is at the terminus, like the southern terminus, and the, like the Cleef campground. And then the other two are in the bathroom at mile 26. So like people always see it in the bathroom. And then from there, it and then it's on far out. And then I'm on social media and I did like Zoom chat, like webinars for Yogi's Facebook page. So like last year, there was a lot more of like me awkwardly introducing myself and being like, I'm this PT, like if you need anything. And now this year, it's like the word has kind of already spread. So I don't have to do that, which is good.
Okay. So Derek is trying to divert your attention away from this whole like role playing thing. But I'm trying to make
you're still going. Oh, okay.
And so I'm coming back with this. Yeah. You're kind of wrecking this part of the interview, Derek, if I'm honest. No. You're borderline ruining the interview at this point.
I'm just saying.
Right, okay. Right. So this is where I'm going with this, is that you can approach somebody or somebody can approach you and trail magic can happen, all right? Mm-hmm. And so you can make that happen. So obviously if people have heard of you or they know about you from social media, YouTube, whatever, like that's kind of the breaking of the ice. But I'm sure there's times when they don't know you and it still kind of works out. So now we're going to do role reversal. And here's the point I'm trying to make is like, I don't think it would be as easy for a guy like me to make this happen. All right. So you're walking down the trail. I'm the guy. So I come up to you and I say, hello, I've been watching you for a while and I noticed that you're hurting.
I don't do that.
What are you going to do? How are you going to respond to a person like
so
that?
Bad.
I don't do that.
You're gonna probably run the other direction.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's so weird. Exactly. I don't say anything if I see somebody limping, like unless we've already had some kind of small talk. Because I mean, honestly, like I'll just hi by and walk past somebody just like anybody else would on trail. So like, because I don't assume that you want to talk. Because when I was thru-hiking, I didn't want to talk to every day hiker that went past me.
Okay.
So like, unless they're like truly in distress, like I would obviously be like, hey, you look like you're really in bad shape here.
Right.
I mean, a lot of times too, what would happen there is if I walked past them and they were limping and then say someone in their trail fam had seen me and we chatted and maybe they knew who I was. And then they catch up later for lunch. And they're going, did you talk to Blaze when you walked right past her? And then they're like, I didn't know that was her. And then they get to town and then they send me a text that's something to the effect of, oh my God, I didn't realize I walked right past you, but like, I'm in town now. Like, can you help me with this? It's like this, you know, that kind of.
And then of course you got to say like, well, you could have had it for free on trail. It's trail magic. Now you're in town. Now I get a charge.
That's what I was saying.
Tough luck.
All right. My whole point is that like, whatever you're doing, whatever structure you're doing and you're able to do this, like you're breaking ice in a really good way. I don't think that, I don't think anybody can do this. I think you're really blessed with what you're able to do. I think I try to do this and I come across as like creepy guy who's like staring at people on the trail. 100%. People don't want that.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You can never do this, Carl.
It does. It's helpful to be like always with a golden retriever and, you know, driving a big red van. Those things make it like a little.
That's a good point.
It's so when people see me, they can like reasonably deduct what's happening there, and so that recognition is helpful. That's my biggest icebreaker.
Okay,
honey. All right, well, in the red van.
Honey in the red van.
Okay, with all that, you know, considered, like you're still encountering different people, like lots of different people, strangers. Sometimes you're parking at trailheads. Like, what scenario would be your biggest fear when traveling near trailheads in your van?
Well, I try not to be predictable, but that's just like a woman living in a van situation anyway.
Right.
And thankfully, like when I park in towns, a lot of times I meet trail angels, and like now I have this like network of trail angels to revisit this year. Like I would go treat a hiker at someone's house and they'd be like, oh, you can park here if you want. And it's like, excellent. That's very safe. And I like that.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah, so you like won't catch me at the same trailhead more than once usually, and then and like I don't deliberately park at the PCT trailheads to be at the PCT. It's just like I know I can get at least a night there usually, that kind of thing. Right. But
okay. My
like I had like only one bad encounter last year with some guy that was kind of nutty, and he like pulled in and like T-bone parked my van in, and
awkward.
Like,
oh wow,
yeah, he like got out and wanted me to come out and talk to him, and I like cracked the window this far and I was like, nah man, I've seen movies, like I'm not getting out.
she's got a sense of humor to it.
I know the end of the story and it's gonna end badly for me. Yeah,
you're like, looking real bad, buddy. I'm out of here.
It's like 10 o'clock at night and I'm the only one here. Oh, like this is not ending well for me. So
okay. Oh, was it really 10 o'clock at night?
Oh yeah, like it was. And it, but I mean, the guy like just had no self-awareness, because no poor intentions. Okay. But like still I wasn't getting out of my van, but like, and nothing bad happened. It was just like the whole scene, I'm just like, how are you lacking this much social awareness? Yeah. Like this is not cool.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. That's good. What I mean, if you're gonna get, okay, so Dr. Blaze, I need to know, like, if you're gonna give advice to somebody to avoid an injury before they start, what would you say to them? Like, what's the best
one thing? Piece of advice, any injury, whatever you got.
So, anyway. All right. So if I was just going to give the most simple possible advice, it would be to take shorter steps.
Shorter really? Steps.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Okay.
I would have thought it would be stretch, but you know,
stretching shorter helps, steps. But it's not like
she just gets one. Derek. Yeah,
because Carl's a big lunger. So he's like, at least like, The normal gait's what, like 3 feet. He's like maybe 5.5 feet each step.
You'd have to reel that in, Carl.
That's why you have all those foot issues, dude.
Shorter. Yeah. I mean, you naturally take the shorter steps when you're going uphill, obviously. Mm-hmm. But you think people are overstriding and that's stressing the joints.
Yes. So like the biggest injuries are usually like tendonitis, and especially like foot and ankle tendonitis. And so when you take a big step, the angle for, let me see, hang on, I got a skeleton foot.
I always have this diagram.
The toes, and the toes are all curled up like curls,
and that's just a model, that's not from a human.
Yeah
it's a Bigfoot foot.
This is a model allegedly.
I just got that, sorry,
whenever you take a big step, the angle to the ground is longer, and so you have to have this like lowering motion that like the foot slap, and so if you take a smaller step, it's not as big of a foot slap, and so it's not as much work on your tendons. And
that
then
makes sense. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, and then same thing too, when you think about like your knees, if your leg is like this and it's just like jolting straight up the bones all the way up to your hip, that's not going to feel great. But if you land a little bit softer with it more underneath of you, that helps.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That skeleton looks like a pretty solid heel striker. Just saying.
It's definitely had some fractures.
It's also
something to work on.
It's also a weapon for creepy guys. So
it is.
That's true. Yeah. It doubles. You always want gear to have two
little,
uses. There,
little
so
baby steps, Carl. Little baby steps on the show. Not lungy. You know.
I honestly thought like I would have guessed to choose better footwear. I imagine there's a lot. I know there's a lot of long trail hikers that they just go from zero to long trail, and they're gonna throw, you know, ultras on, which have the zero drop, and their feet aren't used to that, so they're gonna cause some Achilles issues immediately. But no, it's shorter steps.
Shorter steps.
I try not to publicly shame ultra, or I feel like the whole internet will come after me. But I do see a lot of injuries from people that aren't ready for ultras that wear ultras.
Right. Yeah, you got to work your way down. And Derek and I are not opposed to publicly shaming companies all the time.
All the time. I mean, are you having people be like, listen, Linda, I saw you have an injury on your foot, Linda. Why don't you just walk like 10 feet for me? Let me just see how do you know how big they're stepping unless you like sample it, right?
Well,
is that something you guys check?
So sometimes <I don't know. laughs> just like take a little scoop. No. Sometimes
it's not froyo, doctor. It's not froyo. Dr. Blaze, please. Oh,
sometimes the nature of the injury is apparent that they're overstriding. And then I do watch people walk and like see if they have any kind of like gait deviation that might be lending towards their injury, or like it's usually picture though, like what's their mileage, what's their training, what shoes, how they walk,
ultras,
yeah, yeah, ultras.
Okay. Okay. Okay, cool. Okay. All right. I got one more question for you, Dr. Blaise. Where can people find you and support your business? I mean, this is your chance. We like to give every guest an opportunity to like promote, plug, advertise, whatever you want to do. So where can we find you? How do we get a hold of the doc, Dr. Blaise? Dr. Blaise.
So,
magic angel.
How do we follow you in our car to get the show? No,
you don't.
That's what he's asking.
You don't,
Carl. Yeah. So I'm just Blaise Physio on everything. So like my website's Blaise Physio. All the social media handles are Blaise Physio. And
Blaise Physio.
Got it. And so on all of those, you can like direct message me or email. I post my number. I have a Google Voice number, so that way if it ever got out of control, I can always change it. So it's not.
That's smart.
I hold my real number a little tighter, you know. Okay. But I post my Google Voice number everywhere, so that way people can text me. And
Dr. Morgan, we really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your story. And for all of you Pacific Crest Trail thru hikers, future thru hikers, section hikers, just people that live in California, you might come across Dr. Morgan and you might experience some trail magic. You should pay her anyway. But yeah, thanks for coming on the show.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.
So, man, the doctor, she came, she was in. What'd you think?
Yeah, do you think it was too much to ask? Like, you know, she knows her stuff. She's well-studied. She's schooled. She's educated way more than us, probably more than us combined, if we're honest.
Yeah, correct.
Is it too much to ask to have her role play?
I just, it was extreme.
Okay. I mean, she was. Which is a trail encounter.
I'm coming up to you on the trail. This is what I said. Yeah. Blah, blah. If you're trying to creep her out, mission accomplished. Yeah. But I think she put up with it, though. She put up with your nonsense. I tried to interrupt to save her, but then it was like, you know what? She can handle her own. She handled her own just fine.
That was the scenario, the question I was most excited to talk to her about. And you just kept on, like, first of all, it started with you not letting me ask the question. You just kept on asking her, like,
because I know where you're going.
You're at the trailhead. You started, like, plowing into my own questions. And then
I didn't read your questions. I don't know your questions. But I will say the best answer of the night was when she said, you were like, hey, I'm on the trail and I'm injured and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I would just end the conversation right there and move on. I was like, perfect answer.
Right. And she's describing what she would do. Role play is she has to say what she would, like, she's like in the moment, like, see you later, buddy. You know, like that's how role play works, right? Aren't you an actor?
Oh boy. I was back in the day,
but not anymore. You can't do it.
Are you more of a reactor or an actor?
Both. But I don't know. I think, here's where I'm going with this. I think with a future guest, we should try the role play thing again and see if it goes better.
I'll allow it to flow more.
Okay.
For your appeasement.
I mean, if you want to be in charge of that and you create the scenario and you're the actor,
I don't know if I'd come up with as ridiculous a scenario as you.
That's probably honestly true.
Okay. I mean, trivia-wise, yes. Role-play-wise, that's all you.
Gotcha. Creepy. She had just a really interesting story and just the fact that she's kind of bouncing around trailhead to trailhead, you know, just different places along the Pacific Crest Trail, just helping people out. And she's making a business out of it. I think that is so impressive. So
it's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. I've actually keep hearing about more and more people who are doing this, the van life, and they travel around and they just see the world and all the stuff in the van. And it's cool that she's kind of blended, because a lot of the people I've heard about, they don't seem to have like a job. They just kind of like a purpose. That's an even better way to say it. But she's blended the two, and what a real benefit for everybody in those areas to like get some help and create those connections. And she's like getting big. She's getting real big.
Yeah, so. I mean, some people will take their job on the road and, you know, use like the Skylink, the satellite internet from, you know, Musk and just and kind of work that way, which is fine. So they're kind of just, it's more like an extended vacation. But no, that like hers is more purpose-based, which is very interesting. That's why I thought it was worth having her on. Yeah. So, we're not a van life podcast, so we didn't dig into like, you know, her build out, her this or that. But if you're watching on YouTube, you can see like she actually recorded this interview in her van, so you can kind of see the backdrop of the cabinetry and all that stuff. And obviously she has awesome. She has like bones in the van too to kind of show people how the body works. So
she has Netflix. She's got it all over there.
Her stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So even though we're not the van life, I still have van trivia coming up right after this. I've got two great resources for you to improve your performance on the trail. The first one is to go check out the Training for Trekking podcast by our good friend Rowan Smith. He knows what he's talking about. His easily consumable episodes will give you tips to strengthen your body and reduce injury while out in the backcountry. The next resource is Rowan's Facebook group, Training for Hiking and Trekking. I've joined the group and found a mix of information and inspiration while being part of a community. Both are great resources by Rowan Smith that'll help you go faster than Derek while out on the trail. Van Trivia is brought to you by Vaucluse Gear. Let's be honest, back sweat really dampens our spirits. Not only is it uncomfortable and potentially dangerous, it's gross to look at. Gross.
Ew.
The Vaucluse Cool Dry Backpack Airflow Frame can solve this problem. This game-changing solution fits all backpacking packs up to 65 liters to give you the ventilation you need to stay drier. Mm. Use discount code BLISTERS for $20 off at vaclusegear.com. Also in the show description, the notes, all that stuff. So, got three questions about vans and all that stuff.
Let's go.
All
right? Let's do it. Here we go.
All right. Number one, which model van is used by the American Pickers, by Alex Honnold, who Dr. Morbin referenced, and I think by you, I'm not totally sure.
By me?
Yeah. So is it A, Mercedes, B, Dodge, C, Sprinter, or D, VW Bus?
Well, Mercedes is the Sprinter. So okay. Let's combine those. Good research. Mercedes, Dodge, or VW. Well, the Volkswagen van is like the popular one. I think Honnold had the Volkswagen van. Okay. So I'm going to go Volkswagen van.
Wow. Okay. Really interesting. All right. So I like that you're making fun of my question when you didn't pay attention. The question was which model van. So it is the Mercedes Sprinter. I was trying to throw you off by giving me the make and not the model. It was a C Sprinter.
Sprinter. Sprinter. Does he have a Sprinter?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. It looks smaller. Yeah.
Don't you have the Sprinter?
I did. I have a Dodge now. I have a Dodge ProMaster. So it's kind of half right.
Okay.
All right. Gotcha. I missed that one. I'll admit it.
Whoa. Like, you missed a lot in still one trivia, and you still won't admit to missing the
ones. Every trivia right. Tonight doesn't feel good, though, but I'm 0 for 1. I got to dig deep. Well, I got to dig deep.
We'll see what happens. It's van trivia. Number two, which minivan had super sleek wood paneling on the side of it in the 90s? Is it A, Dodge, B, Honda, C, Toyota?
Oh, it was the Dodge Chrysler. Van.
The Dodge Chrysler.
Minivan. It was like the minivan. We had one. Okay. We had one growing up.
All right. Well, there's no, like, Chrysler and Dodge are.
Okay,
like
Dodge. Different. Dodge, not. I think Dodge Chrysler because all the cars are sold in the same lot at my city. All right. Dodge.
So letter A?
Letter A.
Dodge Number. Caravan is correct. Correct. Yes, okay.
Correct.
All right. I got to get this one right to pass trivia. Don't be nervous. Number three. What is the highway gas mileage of a Mercedes Sprinter van? I got multiple choice. Used to own one. This is a reasonable question.
This is a while ago.
Okay, well, too bad. A 15, B 18, C 24.
Ooh. I want to say it was like we got good mileage of that thing. I want to say it was like it's got to be better than 18. I think it went like 400.
Derek
miles
is doing tank. Mental math right now.
It was diesel. It's diesel. Oh, you know what? It was diesel. I'm gonna say 24.
C24. Unbelievable! You passed trivia again. Dude,
the man, the myth,
that is correct. The ledge. Correct.
The ledge. Okay.
Wow. That's impressive. All right. Got to hand it to you, man.
I mean, it's diesel.
You're down 2-1 for the season. But that's, I think that's mainly because like you have come to the
trivia
podcast. Yeah. Unprepared so many times, including tonight. So
unprepared. Wow.
Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, you know, if I had time to prepare, I would.
Yeah.
But I don't. So you no get comments. That advantage, and that is
that's fine. That's how it
that
goes.
Is for you.
Okay, I just got one tidbit. We got a you know, we used to do like the MP3s where we'd have our fellow adventurers kind of chime in, ask us questions, react to things. We had some gear reviews, but since we're on YouTube, we can't just do the MP3s anymore. So we got our first like video, like it's like a selfie video, and anybody's open to this. If you have a reaction or a question,
send it.
Yeah. So this is from Marty. He's got a YouTube channel called Marty's Ramblings, if you want to check that out. And he's been, he kind of just lashed onto our YouTube channel and has been super encouraging. And so I was like, yeah, throw us a question or a reaction. Right. I don't know if this is a question or reaction. I think this is more just like straight up encouragement, but I figured, Derek, you might need this. So here it is.
It's called A Nice Guy. Amazing guy. Go ahead, Marty. Do your thing.
Hey, Carl and Derek. This is Marty from Minnesota. Just wanted to make a quick little video here and just let you know how much I really am enjoying your podcast and your YouTube channel. They're both great. I listen to your podcast all the time when I am trucking down the road around the country, and I watch your YouTube channel and the videos whenever I have a chance. You guys are doing really good. I really like your channel and your podcast because you have a lot of great content, a lot of great information. You have a lot of good experience, and you're sharing it with others. Also, I love your sense of humor and the way you guys go back and forth. It's just fun. And I love the way you share your faith also. It's so important. I think you're doing great things for the outdoor community, for backpacking, hiking, all that stuff, and also for the kingdom. And you guys are just great. And I just wanted to thank you and keep enjoying the outdoors.
What do you think about that?
I mean, what can I say? He's a little gem. Yeah. He's a gem.
I don't really, it's actually uncomfortable for me to show, like even to read like reviews where people are just like giving us encouragement. Like we really appreciate it. And that's what keeps us going. But I thought you needed it tonight.
I did. You know what? I did, Marty. Yeah. I actually watched it and I loved it. And I'll just say thank you. I mean, okay, is there something called a trail gem? I know the Trail Angels, Trail Gem.
Yeah.
Made it
notice up. What he said. I actually watched it. Like I actually prepared a little bit.
I had time. I didn't have a lot of time. Listen, Linda. I had a lot of issues with. I'll be real. Since Carl's mocking me, I usually don't dive in. But I had 6 hours of doctor's appointments with kids today, so okay. I had maybe 5 minutes to look at that, and that was one thing I watched, and I really enjoyed it actually. So.
So you were with the doctor for 6 hours, not in the waiting room
at all. It was, correct. It was, it was two separate appointments. Okay.
The doctor spent literally 6 hours with you.
There are two different doctors. Actually, three.
Okay. But, yeah. Three and three.
So there you go.
I'm just getting hard time.
Correct. All right. Correct.
So, hey, Marty, we really appreciate that. Anybody else wants to throw us a video, question, comment, reaction, making fun of either of us, we will post it right on here on YouTube and the audio, of course, on the audio apps.
Indeed.
That, my friend, is all I got.
That is all I got. If there's vans down by the river, look for the creepy one. You will see Carl in it. We'll see you next time. I want to fly. I was on the trail one time, and I think Carl didn't admit this to Dr. Blaze, but he saw her like, I don't know, like a year ago or something. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, we're on the trail and somebody, and he's like, oh, I want to be like Dr. Blaze. And so he like hid in a bush. He didn't really get her whole shtick, right? He hid in a bush and he popped out with a red shirt, like her red van. And then he had like a jar of honey. And I'm like, bro, that's not what she does. She has a dog named Honey. And it was a train wreck. Kids ran, people cried, and he got blacklisted. What can I say?